we are doing. Traditions are great, and some traditions can be done just because it's tradition. But others may be like the story I told. If we lose the reason we always did it that way, then we might just be wasting good ham for no reason. In the gospel reading, the Pharisees are challenging Jesus on the fact that not all his disciples follow the tradition of washing their hands before they eat. The Pharisees' job is to hold their people to the law. They spend their lives making sure that the law is followed, so to glorify God. They have placed traditions around the law in order to protect the law. They are convinced that this is the only way to God. They struggle with those that threaten their traditions, their ways. It is important to note that this is a tradition that is being talked about, not a law. The Old Testament is filled with laws and traditions. The heart of each of those is about how we treat others. They are there to teach people how to get along. If you look at the Ten Commandments, the first few commandments are about how we interact with God. But the majority of the commandments are about how we treat our neighbor. So much of the Gospels are filled with Jesus challenging the Pharisees' traditions. Not because they were bad, but because without the meaning or the heart behind them also being recognized, they lost their value. This story shows us once again Jesus challenging the Pharisees' tradition in order to recognize the heart of the commandment. Jesus is not trying to throw out the tradition or to even say that it is bad. He is questioning the Pharisees' motivation for their argument. Are they wanting to uphold this to show honor and glory to God? Or are they trying to make themselves look more holy or honorable than others by upholding this tradition? How often do we push against changing tradition now? I know for me, more often than I would care to admit. When new ideas are presented to me, my defenses go up. My mind will immediately go to fight mode, wanting to protect what has always been. But I have learned, and have to continue to learn, to stop, listen, and evaluate what is being presented. I remember when Pastor John and I first started here, these types of situations happened a lot. When we started, basically the entire program staff was new. Elizabeth, the music director at the time, had only been here a year, and it was with an interim pastor. There were so many traditions of the church that we just didn't know. I remember talking to somebody and them telling me how upset they were that Pastor Don no longer held the babies up to the cross after baptizing them. I remember being asked if he had a problem or an issue with it. The truth of it is he didn't even know it was a tradition or something that had been done in the past. Did this change the act of the baptism? Of course not. I think when things change, when there are new ways to do something, we must always ask, is the heart or the intention being changed, or just the act, or are we changing just to change? I think these are the questions that we must continue to weigh. The pairing of this gospel with the epistle fit well. Each of these readings hold importance in themselves, but when we put them together, they add another layer. I think it gives us a challenge when they are put together. Mark talks about not the things that go into us defiling us, but the things coming out. It is our brokenness and sin that is the problem. He talks about making sure we understand why we are doing our traditions and making sure that the act of the tradition doesn't outweigh the heart and the reason. James talks about being a doer and not just a hearer of the word. James reminds us that our actions do still matter, but they must be rooted in the Word. At the heart of the Word is that we are loved and forgiven by God, and therefore we care for others. To care for the orphans and the widows, to love our neighbor, to see the unseen. How often do we use traditions of religion to justify the way we treat others or ignore others? Together, these passages show us that we must pay attention to our actions. That the changing, redeeming love of God does and should change us and cleanse us and affect how we interact with the world around us. This year, on the way to Tillamook, we blew a tire on the shuttle. We were in a non-service area, and other complications ended up making the whole ordeal take over 5 hours of us sitting on the road. In that time, only 3 cars stopped to check on us and help us. I think we were all shocked by how little help we were offered. Throughout the week at Tillamook, while serving others, we had devotions that talked about serving the least of these, and other stories about serving others. All these things they had learned before, but after that experience, they had something to compare it to. They were able to relate in a way that they never had before. On the way home, any time a car slowed down or was pulled over, the youth wanted me to stop to see what was wrong. They learned the importance of being doers, not just hearers. This past week, in the wake of Senator John McCain's death, there have been a lot of clips and articles that pop up. One I had seen before is of Senator McCain at a rally when he was running for president, and a supporter of him starts to go off on Obama, saying all kinds of unkind and untrue things about him. Many of these things that people were fighting with at the time. And John McCain stops her and corrects her, saying he is a decent family man, but that they just disagree about things. Their division was a political one. I think it's easy for us to see that divide as bigger than it needs to be, for those lines to divide us as good versus bad. This week, I also watched Joe Biden give the eulogy at John McCain's funeral. They were friends. Their friendship reminds me that there is so much more in this world to unite us as people than what there is to divide us. Isn't this what Jesus was trying to teach us? Look at those that he was friends with. He had all types of different friends, because Jesus didn't see them by the labels that define them, but he saw them as people, as children of God. Do we see people as people, or do we get stuck by the labels that define them? We must be doers of the word, not just hearers. I think as Lutherans, we tend to stray away from the book of James. We are people who believe that we are saved by grace, and we struggle with James and his talk of works. But I don't think it's either or. I think, again, this comes back to the heart of it. Are we doing works because we think we need to earn the right to be loved by God, or are we doing because God loves us and we love God, and we show that by loving others? If God's grace is big enough for me and his love is big enough for me, then it's big enough for you and it's big enough for them. I believe in all my heart that in all things we should be able to see if it's God's will by judging against the idea of God loves me, I love God, and therefore I love others. If it doesn't fit in that, then we need to reevaluate. It is easy to accept God's love and grace for ourselves, but do we accept it and extend it to those around us? Maybe to those who may be invisible, much like the widows and orphans. Martin Luther fought against traditions that lost the heart of the commandment, but Martin Luther loved the church and some of the traditions. I like that these two texts are paired together because I think it helps show us that traditions within themselves are not bad. That was never Jesus' point. His point was, why are we doing them? When we add the idea of being doers of the word into our traditions, it gives us a way to check ourselves and our traditions. Do our traditions help make us doers of the word? We as Lutherans have many great traditions and ones that we should not lose. For example, Lutherans are also known for the work that they do in the world. Lutheran World Relief is one of the biggest relief organizations in the world. We, as Lutherans, know the importance of sharing God's love. Lutherans are filled with our traditions, and it is important that we continue to pass those down, not just as things we do, but as a way we live out the gospel to those others, recognizing that sometimes the how of those things may need to change, but the why should not. One of the biggest traditions that all Christians share is going to church, worshiping together, being the body of Christ. But even the most sacred traditions must be looked at in the same way. Where is our heart? Do we come to church on Sunday because we always have and it's tradition? Or do we come to church because our faith and love for God? When we come with the mindset, how does that change how we leave this place each Sunday? Do we leave with the idea, got my Jesus for the week, or do we leave going, okay, I'm filled up, so now I can go and share that love with others? What would our world look like if everyone who went to church on Sunday left with the attitude of sharing love, grace, and forgiveness that we receive from God at church? Are we letting the things that come into us at church cleanse us so that we let what we let come out doesn't defile us, but rather blesses those around us. Today, as you leave this place, I challenge you to think about that. It's not what goes in that defiles us, it's what comes out. And we must be doers of the word, not just hearers. We're all broken sinners, but through the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, we have been cleansed and redeemed. What is coming out of you this week? How can you be more than just a hearer of the word, but a doer as well? Who are the people in your life that need to feel the love of Christ, to know his forgiveness? How can you share that this week? How can you continue to find ways to love and serve others? Not because we should or because of tradition, but because God loved us first. Amen.